Onto the England job. This time last week, we were all debating whether Sam Allardyce should stay in a job, but ultimately he didn't. Gareth Southgate, now the man in caretaker charge of England. So, what do you make of the events of the last week and Gareth Southgate being the man in position now for England to potentially get the job full time?
Well, first of all, I think I said last week, I think Sam Allardyce had to go. I don't think he could have stayed on given the footage that came out. Getting round the transfer rules, I think the only decision the FA could have came to was to release him from his contract. Gareth Southgate in charge is a safe pair of hands. He's certainly the sort of calibre of manager the FA would like in charge. He's not going to get involved in any nonsense or any daft videos, that's for sure. He ticks all the boxes, but does he tick all the boxes for the supporters? I'm not so sure he does. I'd like to see him. He has a safe pair of hands, like people are saying, but is he what the England supporters want long term? I'm not so sure. But what is it? Who is out there? I know Steve Bruce has been mentioned. Arsene Wenger, could he take over? I'm not too sure if that's a long term option for the English side. Eddie Howe's obviously been mooted as well. I'm not too sure he'd want to take the job at this stage of his career as well. So I think Southgate's got it for the moment. And if he wins all the four games in charge that he's taken the side, I think he's in with a great shout at taking the job full time. But I'm not too sure if the English supporters will be happy with that appointment.
Tom, what do you think about Southgate?
I don't think Southgate's the one. I don't think, you know, I think he's kind of ended up in this position, you know, through the events that have happened. I can see why he's the obvious choice at the moment, but I don't see why it has to be an English manager, why it has to be a domestic manager, because the one name that's been mentioned is is Ralf Rangnick from Germany. You know, who, with the England team and the way they are, he's experienced success. He was successful at Schalke in his second spell there. And then since then, he's been at Red Bull Leipzig, who have just had, or Rasenballsport Leipzig, as their correct name is. And it's only been success from there. So he's had years of success under his belt, fully experienced. Is it just because, you know, he's from Germany? Would they go for him? I don't know, but I just don't see why it has to be an English manager or someone from this domestic league, why we can't look elsewhere.
The four games Gareth Southgate has got: Malta, obviously, on Saturday night, Banker, Slovenia away, which could be a little tricky, then in November, another Banker, Scotland.
Easy. 3 points, easy. Lovely,
and then an international... I'm not going to disagree with you there, lads.
It's a friendly against Spain. But in terms of the group, though, Derek, do you think Scotland have got a bit of a chance of qualifying here, given that the calibre of teams doesn't seem great in the group?
Yeah, England are going to win the group, that's a given. So Scotland are playing for second place. It's between themselves, Slovakia and Slovenia. I've got to be honest, as soon as Scotland failed to qualify for Euro 2016 coming fourth, I felt, for me, it was time for a change. I don't think Gordon Strachan's the right man to take Scotland forward. They've got a wealth talent, Scotland, but I don't think that Strachan does himself any favours by not picking players that should be picked in squads, i.e. Charlie Adam, Ross McCormack's never get a look in, Jordan Rhodes is another, so I don't think he does himself any favours with that. I know, yes, they beat Malta 5-1 in their opening game, but they were a bit fortuitous with their second goal in that one, and it is Malta at the end of the day. We should be beating teams like that anyway, but I think it's going to come down to the Slovakia and Slovenia games. But in all honesty, I don't hold out much hope Scotland qualifying for the World Cup. I think it might just be a step too far for them. But for me, when Roy Hodgson the Euros, his time was up basically after that. So I think Gordon's time should have been up at the end of qualifying, the last sort of quest, but he stayed on. So we've just got to hope, but I don't hold out much hope of qualifying for Russia for the next World Cup, that's for sure.
Thank you very much, Derek. We shall let you go for now. Derek Clark at Bradford City.